Well, good morning. I haven't done one of these in a long time. About time I do one. And I've got something kind of interesting to talk about today. A couple days ago, I got a notification from Google that I was accepted into their Trusted Tester program. And they needed accessibility testing for the Chromebook and Chrome OS. And so they put a call out to have a bunch of people apply to test accessibility and use the Chromebook and send them feedback on it. And so I applied, and Thursday I got notification that I got accepted to that. Surprisingly and very quickly, on Friday I got the Chromebook delivered by FedEx and showed up, and I opened it, and that's what we're going to talk about today. It's sitting here right in front of me. And thought we'd go through it and go through the setup of it. I went through the setup yesterday and used it a little bit, and so I'm sort of a bit more familiar with it, so we can sort of walk through this a bit easier. But I have reset it back to factory defaults and took all of my information out so that we can set it up from the beginning, so you can see how that goes. So first, let's describe this little notebook. It's a netbook-sized thing. It's a little bit smaller than a piece of 8.5 by 11 inch, just regular-sized paper. If you were to put the piece of paper on the table, sort of in landscape mode, long ways, it's a little bit narrower front to back than that, maybe 8 inches instead of 8.5, maybe a little bit less. But about 11 inches wide. It's got an 11.6 inch screen, and the specification says that it weighs 2.4 pounds, so it's less than 2.5 pounds, very light. It's plastic. It has, besides the 4 feet on the bottom, it has stereo speakers in the front left and right corners. Across the back on the top of the lid, you can feel the hinge. It's so the back or the top isn't completely flat. It's got a big ridge where the hinge is all the way across. Well, almost all the way across. There's a little bit on either side where there's no ridge, and it's sort of flat, but it's sort of curved. So it's not just square. And then there's a Samsung logo or a Samsung written, sort of embossed on the right side, kind of halfway back almost. And there's another logo thing on the top too. On the back, there's a little cover that's, I don't know, maybe an inch wide. And when you open it, I don't know what it is. The cover doesn't come all the way off. It's like it's held on with something. And I don't know really what's behind it. I can't tell what that cover is for, so I put it back. And then to the left of that are two USB ports and I think an HDMI port. I think that's what that is. And that's really it. Oh, wait, there's also the power receptacle, which is teeny tiny. It's very small. That's where you plug the charger in. I think it might be a little bit bigger than a standard 1/8 inch plug, which was a little confusing at first, because on the left side, at the back, is the 1/8 inch audio connection. And I think that it's actually input and output, so it's a 4-conductor, like a TRRS plug, like what you would have on your iPhone earbuds or something like that, so you can plug in headphones with an inline microphone. So you got that, and I at first plugged the power charger into that, and it didn't really fit, so I had to look some more, and I finally found the correct port on the back. So right in front of the audio jack is a card reader. It's got a cover on it that sort of is spring-loaded, and so when there's no card in it, it's nice and protected, and you push a card in and it sticks out. that's really it for ports and things on the Chromebook. So let's open it up. Okay, now it's open. And, of course, there's the screen, and above the screen is a camera and I think a microphone. There's a little hole there. I think there's a microphone there on the top, as you would expect. Now, one nice touch that Google did with these tester notebooks is they included two sheets of Braille getting started instructions. They were Interpoint grade 1, which was a little bit slower for me to read because it was grade 1, but that they included Braille was pretty cool. Unfortunately, the Braille instructions didn't tell you important things like how to turn the Chromebook on. Fortunately, before it came, I found some instructions, and it said that the power button is on the far right on the top row, and the top row just has what look like just your standard row of function keys. So there's not a separate power button. It's all software controlled. Now, I think that when I open this, it's actually on. And, of course, when it comes on, there's no speech or anything. So to turn it on, as the instructions say in the box, it's Control-Alt-Z, as in zebra, Control-Alt-Z in the rest of the world, to turn on spoken feedback, which is ChromeVox. So let's press that now, assuming that we're actually turned on. And we are not, so let's press the power button.
Enabling spoken feedback.
Oh, there it is. Okay, sorry, I guess we are. Okay, so we're on. And we have the initial setup screen, so we're going to go through that. I'm going to
English open paren turn United that up States a little bit.
Okay, so
15 of 54.
The first thing on here is the default language, and the only one available in ChromeVox is English US. Good thing, because that's where I am, so we'll just keep that, and we'll keep the next one, which is the default keyboard layout.
Select your keyboard colon, US keyboard.
And we're just going to tap through
box
this dialogue.
One of five.
Okay, so we're going to keep this keyboard.
Select a network colon.
Select a network. Now, this is one that was a little tricky, because you can actually arrow through this and see your networks, but they don't properly select if you just arrow down and hit enter. So you have to hit enter on this drop down first and then select your network. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to press enter.
Brandon's one of nine.
And there's my network. First one on the list. So I'm going to hit enter again. And it went beep. And it actually puts you on the password entry dialog, but we don't know that. It just went beep, and so I'm going to tab through
cancel
this so we can see
button.
What's on it. Got a cancel button.
Password colon. Password
and a password
text
field.
Box.
So I'm going to type in my Wi-Fi password.
Dot. Connect.
And
button.
Hit connect. I pressed tab, and I'm going to hit connect.
Select a network colon. Pop hyphen up button.
And
connected to Brandon's.
There we are. Okay, so we're connected. So I typed in my password correctly. Good thing. And we'll continue.
Continue. Button. Select a network colon.
Okay,
continue.
Yeah. Continue.
Button. Accept and continue. Button.
Okay, and there's a license agreement to read. We know a couple of ChromeVox commands.
Optional colon help make Chrome OS better. Aimpegla. Your use of certain components of the Aimpegla.
Yeah, there we go.
This
so yeah,
product is licensed under THEAVC patent portfolio license. Optional colon help make.
Right,
check.
there are some ChromeVox Vox commands that I know. So if you know those, you can actually
learn
read this great big license agreement
button.
If you feel
accept
like.
Accept and continue.
We're not going to do that. I was going through a little bit of that just now with the ChromeVox keys and the up and down arrows, but we're not going to do that right now. We're just going to accept the license agreement. So I'm going to press enter on this accept button.
Sign in.
Okay,
email.
Now it wants me
edit
to sign into my
email.
Google or into my
status
Gmail.
Gray. Email. Edit text.
Google account. So I'm going to do that.
R-A-N-A-G-L-A-B-S-M. Password. Password. Sign in button. The user hyphen name or password you entered is incorrect. Alert.
Uh-oh.
Password.
I did something wrong. Okay. So let's do it over. The first thing I should point out here is that the passwords, of course, don't type or don't speak while you type. You just get dots across, and that's for security. So hopefully you are comfortable typing, because your typing will not speak in password dialogues.
Unselected.
Oh, you know what? I can't type. Let's do it again. I type gamil.com.
Password. Password. Dot. 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 Signing in.
Ah, much better. There we are. We're signed in. And the first
choose
thing we get is...
choose a picture to display for your account on the sign hyphen in screen. Upside down. List box 16 of 16.
We get the thing where we get to choose a picture to go with our sign in. And you can actually have your Chromebook take a picture of you.
Record player 15 of 16.
I think maybe I'll do that.
Take photo
just for
1
fun.
Of 16.
Take photo.
Flip camera image horizontally. Button. Take
and
photo.
We're going
button.
To hit the take photo button.
Discard photo. Okay. Button.
And we're going to hit OK. Hello.
Window.
Alina.
http://. ChromeVox interactive tutorial. ChromeVox enables you to use your keyboard to explore the web with the
here
help
we go.
Of
the
synthesized
first thing that you
speech.
Get when you have
you
accessibility turned on is
from
the
talking
ChromeVox
at any time
tutorial.
By pressing the control key. Let's start off
hear.
With the basic keyboard shortcuts required to read this guide. When pressed at the same time, the shift and search keys are known as the ChromeVox keys. If you already know where these keys are located, you can press ChromeVox plus down arrow now to move to the next paragraph. If you would like more information on the location of these keys, press the spacebar.
So we're going to press the spacebar just to play with keyboard help.
The shift key is usually located on the very left hyphen hand side of the keyboard, two rows up from the bottom. Find and press the shift key to continue. To hear these instructions again, press the spacebar or press escape to exit. Shift. Please try again. Press spacebar to start again or press escape to exit.
Okay, so we actually got the shift key and it said that. So I'm going to press the key above that, which is where caps lock is, and it's going to tell you that it's the search key.
Search. Please try again. Press spacebar to start again or press escape to exit.
And since those are the keys that we want, well, let's see. See, we can press other keys and it'll tell you what they are.
Control. Please try again. Alt. Please try again. Control. Please. Alt. Please. Open parent. Please try again. Press spacebar to start again. Control. Please try again. Press spacebar to start again or press escape
and actually,
to exit. Please try again.
Not all of
percent.
The keys
please try again.
Speak correctly.
Press spacebar to start again or press escape to exit. Please try again. Press spacebar to start again or press escape to exit.
So the keyboard help is a little bit strange, but we're going to press escape to get out of it.
Escape hyphen exiting keyboard explorer.
And then we're going to press search shift, which is the ChromeVox keys, and down arrow. And it's going to say...
Excellent. You've now reached the next paragraph using ChromeVox plus down arrow. You can now either get an overview of all the keystrokes ChromeVox offers or move through an interactive tutorial. Press ChromeVox plus down arrow to move through the links on this page and then press Enter to continue. Continue to next section hyphen sticky mode link.
Okay, so we're not going to actually go through this whole tutorial, but that should give you an idea of how this thing sets up. It's pretty good. It looks like it's pretty accessible setup, and you can actually start it right at the beginning. Now, when you shut down the Chromebook and when you log out and bring it back up, all of these settings will stick. So, and now every time I turn this Chromebook on, it will come up talking. So that's kind of a good thing too. And like I say, it comes up with speech right at the beginning and right at the beginning when you turn it on. So another kind of neat thing, when you shut the lid,
connect.
It sort of goes into standby. And when you open the lid,
connected to Brannon's.
It comes right back up very quickly. That's the advantage, I guess, of having a solid state drive. All right, so that's it, really, for this. I'm sure we'll have more to say about it. If you have any other questions about it or you want to get in touch or have comments, absolutely do that. I can be reached in the usual ways. Email buddy at Brannan, BRANNAN.name. You can tweet me at bbrannan, twitter.com/bbrannan. And you can leave a comment right here. So thanks for listening, and y'all have a good rest of your day. Keep those cards and letters coming, and we'll see you next time.